Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you gave your apostles grace truly to believe and to preach your word. Grant that we might love what they believed and preach what they taught through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. You can be seated. The Green Bay Packers ended their 1960 season with a loss after blowing their lead in the fourth quarter of the NFL championship game. When the players returned after the offseason, they expected to get some training on a new system that would change how they played and give them an edge over their opponents. As they gathered around, their coach, Vince Lombardi, held up a ball and he said, "Gentlemen, this is a football." Lombardi took them back to the basics of the game. They focused on the fundamentals: blocking, tackling, throwing, catching, and so on. They went on to win the NFL championship that season, beating the New York Giants 37-0. Doesn't it feel great to hear that a New York team got beat? Vince Lombardi went on to win 5 NFL championship games in 7 years. We too, when faced with difficulty and uncertainty, must return to the fundamentals. And we live in difficult and uncertain times. Our country and in other places around the world are divided over political and social issues. We're divided on racial and social justice, gender, education, and even our rights. There are conflicts in Israel and Gaza, Russia, Ukraine, and Haiti, and even last night, we found out that we bombed Iran. Iran? Right. I get Iran and Iraq mixed up. There's all kinds of conflict around the world. This political and social climate makes for a boiling pot of tension. Over the last several weeks, I've been asking myself, what are we as Christians to do in times of turmoil, difficulty, and uncertainty? And how am I responsible to act as a priest in those times? The answer lies in the hands of Coach Lombardi. We have to return to the core of what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ. When times get tough, we don't need a complex new approach to face the days ahead. We need to get back to the basics. And so, we must start with Jesus. However, there's a problem with Jesus. Many people make Jesus into their own image and shape him into the likeness that conforms to their own views. But Jesus isn't what we make him out to be. A disciple must be shaped by the master and not the other way around. So let's return to the fundamentals and examine what characterized Christ's life and teaching during his earthly ministry. One of my favorite passages that reveals the heart of Christ is found in Luke chapter 7. In this passage, Jesus enters a city and encounters a funeral procession. A widow is weeping and mourning for the loss of her only son. In the social system of the day, having no husband or son to provide for her, she was most likely destitute. Luke tells us, "And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her." Jesus was filled with compassion and raised her son from the dead. Jesus was compassionate. He cared deeply for others. And this isn't the only place in Holy Scriptures where we see Jesus' compassion drive him to take action. Matthew tells us that the thing that drove Jesus to feed the 4,000 was his compassion for the crowds because they were hungry. In Matthew chapter 24, Jesus had just learned that his cousin, John the Baptist, had been killed. So he went away to try to get some privacy. But the crowds followed him. Now, thank God I am not Jesus. Because I know I'd probably be kind of annoyed. My cousin just died, y'all. I need some time. But not Jesus. Matthew tells us Jesus went ashore and he saw a great crowd and had compassion on them and healed their sick. Jesus was compassionate to the needs and troubles of others. He was also humble. In the opening of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus provides the perfect portrait of what it looks like to be humble. He says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are you when others revile and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven." All these things capture what it means to be humble. But Christ doesn't just preach on humility, he demonstrates it. While there is nothing comparable today to the utter humiliation of washing another's feet, this act demonstrates just how humble Christ was. This act is regarded as such a humiliating task that a Hebrew slave couldn't be compelled to wash feet. Normally, the host would just simply provide water so the guests could wash their own feet. But Jesus, as the host, does this for his guest. He becomes a living sermon demonstrating what it means to love others in humble service. Jesus was humble in spirit. And he was forgiving. When the Pharisees brought him a woman caught in adultery, Jesus forgave her and told her to go and sin no more. But his forgiveness doesn't end there. So loving and compassionate is Christ that from the cross, he forgave those who fought for his execution and those who were executing him. This, my friends, is Jesus Christ. Compassion, humility, and forgiveness characterized Jesus and his ministry. This is the Jesus whom we're called to emulate. In today's reading from Galatians, St. Paul doesn't allow any wiggle room. He writes, "For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ." He takes it even further in his letter to the church in Rome, writing, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ were baptized into his death?" We have died with Christ at baptism and have risen with him in the waters and put him on. We are commanded to live a life in the way he did, with compassion, humility, and forgiveness. We are to be like him. We're not only called to say and teach the things he said and taught, we are also called to do the things that he did. To have compassion on others in their troubles and in their needs. Christ didn't stop to take inventory of each person's issue to see if they deserved his kindness. He simply sees their hunger and feeds them. He sees the sick and heals them. He doesn't look at the filthy feet and say, "It's too much." He washes them. He doesn't seek the upper hand before he forgives. He simply forgives. Again, in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says, "Love your enemies. Do good and lend, expecting nothing in return. And your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High. For he is kind to the ungrateful and the evil." Can you imagine that? He is kind to the ungrateful and the evil. There's no caveat. Be compassionate. Be humble. Forgive as you have been forgiven. In today's gospel passage, Jesus says, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Living a life like his, a life of compassion, humility, and forgiveness, is the cross Christ is asking us daily to bear with him. We have to deny ourselves and love with compassion. We must lay aside our glory for humility. We must relinquish our need to be right and learn to forgive. Christ calls us to do this at all times, but especially in difficult and troubling times. When we ardently disagree with others at home, at work, or out in public, we must ask ourselves, is what I'm saying and doing loving and compassionate? When we know that we're absolutely right about something, are we being humble or haughty? When someone else wrongs us, are we ready to forgive? What should we do in times of social and political unrest? Well, I would love to give you a map to help you navigate these difficult and troubling times. But frankly, there's not one. But I can offer you this, a compass. In all you do, and in all your interactions on social media and in the public, in whatever you choose to do or say, let the compassion, humility, and forgiveness of Jesus Christ guide your words and your actions. Amen.